Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you once again for taking time out of your day to make us and this audio interview part of your due diligence when you're out there looking for new companies to trade. Now, this is Fuel Positive. Fuel Positive, we've interviewed once before here on the IBN network, but we're welcoming the company back because there's so much going on with the company, and we're excited to say we're joined once again by the CEO and chairman of the company, Fuel Positive, and that's Ian Clifford. Ian, how are you today?
I'm well, Stuart. Very well. I hope you're doing well as well.
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking, listeners. Here's the important stuff. The website, fuelpositive.com. Follow along there throughout this audio interview. Also, the ticker symbols on the TSXV, it is NHHH, and on the OTCQB, it's NHHHF. So we've got those ticker symbols right here on this audio interview page as well. You can find the profile for the company at the Investor Brand Network. That's investorbrandnetwork.com. Go to the clients tab and they're in alphabetical order. You will find Fuel Positive and our earlier audio interviews. But what a great time to be speaking with your company with a series of successful capital raises and so much new attention drawn to your company. For the listeners who may not have caught that first interview, tell us who the company is and let's talk a little bit about the carbon-free NH3 technology. And let's start the interview that way, if you will, Ian.
Yeah, sure. Glad to give a bit of an overview. So we have purchased back in April of 2021 a cutting-edge technology that is designed to produce carbon-free ammonia, or carbon-free NH3 as it's also known, in a proprietary, environmentally sound, and economically viable process. Now, this technology has been developed by a group of scientists at Ontario Technology University, led by Dr. Ibrahim Dintzer and his team. And it allows for the production of ammonia in a scalable and modular fashion. So that means that we can set up our systems to produce carbon-free ammonia where it's needed and when it's needed, which is a very, very significant departure from the way that ammonia is produced today. Ammonia today is produced in huge refinery-type applications. It is one of the most carbon-intense processes on the planet, and our system is entirely carbon free. So we take sustainable electricity, water, and air, and we produce carbon free ammonia, which can be utilized across multiple industries as an incredibly versatile material. So very, very excited with that acquisition. And we are now just in the process of commercializing the technology, and we plan to have demonstration units ready and out there in the real world early in 2022.
Well, let's talk about that world, and specifically, let's start with Canada. Here's a note for my producer. Canada has enough off-peak green electricity today to provide non-polluting, carbon-free NH3 fuel to power 63% of all the passenger cars, light trucks, passenger aviation, buses, light rail, motorcycles, freight trucking, freight aviation, rail, marine, and other sector vehicles in the country. But even more exciting, Canada has enough off-peak green electricity to provide carbon-free NH3 power to 100% of the needs of passenger and freight aviation, rail, so on and so forth. So these are massive and regulated industries that are notoriously high greenhouse gas emitters, which significant government mandates are there to decarbonize. Now, how do you see, changing gears here to Fuel Positive, how do you see Fuel Positive's proprietary technology changing the landscape, not only in Canada, but worldwide?
Well, it's a vital question, and we're incredibly excited by those numbers. We actually commissioned a report earlier in the year looking specifically at Canada's excess generation of sustainable electricity to see how much energy there is available, and we were delighted to see that there's a tremendous excess of renewable electricity generation capability in Canada, and this situation exists all over the world, I need to add. So if we take excess generation in Canada, we utilize that sustainable electricity, run it through a fuel positive system that then produces carbon-free ammonia on site where it's needed, you've got enough generation capacity to meet the demands that you mentioned in the intro to this question. And it's extraordinary. Ammonia, it's not well known as a fossil fuel replacement historically because ammonia has such a huge carbon footprint when it's manufactured in its traditional method. Now, what we have, of course, is a way of producing it so that it's entirely carbon free. So you could take existing cars and trucks and airplanes and tractors and you name it, convert those internal combustion vehicles to run on pure carbon-free ammonia produced in a fuel-positive system, and you would have pure carbon-free transportation solutions available now. And this is what the thing that we want to stress is that this technology is ready to go today. The knowledge to convert internal combustion engines to run on pure ammonia is understood today, and that this technology could be available on a mass rollout scale in the immediate future, not 10 years down the road, not 20 years down the road, but right now. And that's what's so exciting about getting our systems out there into the field early in 2022 to demonstrate exactly that.
Ian Clifford, Fuel Positive CEO, is who we're speaking to today. And here's a quote from you, Ian. The manufacturing of demonstration prototypes is a major milestone for us as we transition from research and development to the commercialization phase of our growth. Now, let's talk, once the prototype has been manufactured, what's next, Ian?
Well, it's real-world application for the technology. And like any advanced technology, if it doesn't work in the real world, it's not really worth anything. So our focus is very much now on determining and putting in place the best, highest-profile demonstration programs possible early in 2022. So to that end, we're working with the Sussex Group, who are a government relations group based in Ottawa and Toronto. Sussex is introducing us to all the key stakeholders within the Canadian government, both federally and provincially, to ensure that we've got the best and highest visibility for our demonstration programs early in the year, early next year. So our initial focus is very much on agriculture. And the reason for that is that ammonia has been utilized by the agricultural industry for almost a century. It's extremely well understood as a very effective fertilizer. In fact, we wouldn't be able to even begin to feed the population of this planet had ammonia not been invented, the synthesis of ammonia invented about 100 years ago. But as I said earlier, it's a highly, highly carbon intense process. So our demonstration projects initially in agriculture would see a farm who utilizes ammonia today having a fuel positive system installed on the farm, utilizing sustainable electricity. They could be generating their own solar power, their own wind power, or plugged into a sustainable grid, and producing all of the ammonia that they need for fertilizer requirements for their farm. Add to that this incredible versatility of ammonia. The NH3 molecule is more than just a fertilizer. It's also an incredible fuel. It's a fossil fuel replacement fuel. It's a very, very effective refrigerant. It's also a very important chemical in a lot of other processes. So this farm could produce all of the ammonia that it needs, store it on site for its fertilizer needs, but it can also produce excess ammonia to run its tractors and run its combines, so replace all of its diesel fuel and gasoline fuel requirements with ammonia. And in addition to that, they can also take ammonia and use it as a replacement for propane in their crop drying systems. So again, the reason that this is so interesting to farmers specifically is, number one, farmers are looking at ways to decarbonize their practices. But number two, they can get off the supply chains that they're now so vulnerable to, and that is fertilizer supply chains. There's huge fluctuations in fertilizer pricing every year, and fossil fuel. So gasoline and diesel price, of course, they're hugely vulnerable to as well. So a fuel positive system on site, on a farm, producing its own and storing its own carbon-free ammonia, is pretty revolutionary. And that's the kind of place that we're going to start with our systems early in 2022. And we're getting a tremendous amount of interest in those applications today.
Perfect segue then into my next question. So you talk about the farms, agricultural as a agricultural entities, whether they're farms, commercial. Beyond that, they're going to be part of your target market. But let's define the target market maybe a little further with how big of a farm would be in your target market, how big of an operation to how small of an operation. And also, is there something outside of agriculture, the agricultural aspects of this that might be using the fuel positive system as well?
Yeah, no, that's a great series of questions. First of all, I'll start with the size. So our systems are scalable and modular, meaning that we can go from quite small outputs of you know, several hundred liters per day to several thousand liters per day of production capability in a system that is based on a 20 or 40 foot shipping container. So these are systems that can be moved around to exactly where they're needed. By example, a 500 liter per day system from a fertilizer perspective would satisfy the needs of a 20 to 25,000 acre farm. So this isn't a small farm. It's what's considered a medium sized farm in current agriculture. And certainly the size of farm that would be optimal for our system. Smaller farms are also directly applicable, and we can scale down to a smaller output system that would meet the needs of a much smaller farm than a 20 or 25,000 acre farm. So that's the versatility that our systems bring to this to agriculture specifically. Interestingly, ammonia as a fossil fuel replacement opens up all of these other markets that are in desperate need of change. So today, of course, we can look at the trucking industry, for instance, which utilizes diesel fuel for the most part. There's a massive move underway to decarbonize trucking. You could see a trucking company with fuel-positive systems throughout their fuel refueling depots and a relatively straightforward conversion of a diesel-powered truck to run on pure ammonia. And you would have, once again, a totally controlled supply chain related to the refueling of trucks utilizing carbon-free ammonia. So that's, and if you extend that opportunity beyond trucking, you can look at marine shipping, you can look at passenger vehicles, you can look at trains, planes, and automobiles, basically. And you've got a fossil fuel replacement in carbon-free ammonia or green ammonia that is, it's really an unlimited market when you put it in that context. And the beautiful thing about carbon-free ammonia, when it's properly combusted, the only emissions are basically water vapor, steam. So you've got a completely viable fossil fuel replacement in carbon-free NH3 or green ammonia. And that's why we see our systems playing on a global basis in so many various applications where the end user wants to have access to their own supply of carbon-free NH3.
Well, let me leave you with this question then, Ian. There's so much attention right now on the elements, hydrogen and ammonium, and the compound currently. Let's talk about their relationship and their role in shaping the future.
Well, it's a profound relationship between ammonia and hydrogen. First of all, ammonia is the most hydrogen-dense material on the planet. So you've got one molecule of nitrogen, you've got three molecules of hydrogen. And the beauty of ammonia is that it's very, very easy to store and it's very, very easy to transport compared to pure hydrogen, which of course needs to be either stored at cryogenic temperatures or extremely high pressures. Ammonia, which is more hydrogen dense than pure hydrogen per volume, given the constraints of storing hydrogen, is the perfect carrier for hydrogen for a hydrogen economy. So when you start looking at the viability of hydrogen fuel cells and hydrogen combustion down the road, the real answer to this is carbon-free ammonia. And interestingly, today now, when you look up the hydrogen economy and you look up ammonia, you're now seeing them mentioned together all over the place, because green ammonia is an enabler for a hydrogen economy. So there's a very, very significant role for ammonia in the future of hydrogen. And there's a lot of talk that, you know, within the next 20 or 30 years, hydrogen is going to be meeting 20 or 30% of the global energy demand. And the best way to utilize hydrogen is through the utilization of green ammonia. So there's a big, big role for us to play in that eventuality as well. But I'll say, in the immediate term, you can burn ammonia as a carbon-free alternative to fossil fuel. The agricultural implementation of carbon-free ammonia as a fertilizer is a no-brainer, because you've already got 80% of the global ammonia market utilizing ammonia for fertilizer purposes today. It's just not carbon free, but fuel positive, we changed that. So multiple applications for ammonia that I think go well beyond the more singular applications for hydrogen. Ammonia is a much more versatile molecule in that sense, and a lot more interesting. So I think you're going to see, certainly in the next couple of years, a lot more focus on carbon-free NH3, carbon-free ammonia specifically, and really we need to just continue to look for that. We feel positive and tends to be very much at the forefront of the development of that dialogue, and certainly taking a very much a thought leadership space place in that space as well. So it's a really exciting time, like so much going on. It's truly amazing.
Well, that's why I'm so grateful that you made time for us today. I appreciate that very much. Listeners, once again, we're speaking with Ian Clifford, CEO and Chairman of Fuel Positive Corp. Learn about Fuel Positive at their website. That's just fuelpositive.com. They're traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol NHHH and on the OTCQB, NHHHF. Ian, thanks so much for your time. Outstanding interview, my friend. I look forward to speaking with you again in the near future. And until then, we expect great things from you and Fuel Positive here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you so much, Stuart.
All right, for Ian Clifford, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The following Stock to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.